Good afternoon. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. Today is Saturday, July 28th. Yes, I'll say that again. It is Saturday, July 28th. And can you believe that we have 3 days left in this month, and it's going to be August? It's crazy how fast this year has passed. It is absolutely crazy. So today in this episode, I feel like reintroducing myself, what did I say, for the people in the back that maybe didn't hear it, but seriously, I feel like reintroducing myself because the first podcast that I did was on Sunday, June 20th, and that was the one where I was in Chicago for a conference. And I kind of did it on a whim. I just needed to put something out there. I was nervous when I did the podcast. I hadn't taken many notes, had really no clear direction on what I was trying to do. And so as I was trying to decide what I was going to put out there for today, I said, really, I should be more clear about who I am, what my intentions are, and the direction that the podcast is going in. And so here we are. So today I was listening to a podcast over at Mattyology. And for those of you who don't know him, the creator behind that podcast, his name is Maddie James. And she's a beauty influencer, works with a lot of different brands, and basically helps people to build their brands and provides guidance to a consulting of sorts to people who are interested in being in that space. And she had a podcast today, and the title of the podcast is The 3 Things You Need to Be an Influencer. And although I'm sure it could be applied to, she might have been referencing or speaking specifically to beauty influencers and people who have blogs or, you know, things of that nature. I'm also thinking that she meant for it to be applied to everyday people, whether it be your business minded, whether it be your employed or whatever. You know, when you think about, we're all influencers. We all impact someone's life somehow every day without even trying. But when she discussed the 3 attributes, I knew that it was something that I would like to use as I'm reintroducing myself to you today. And so the first thing that an influencer needs to be is decisive. Decisive. You have to be able to make decisions. You have to be able to make a decision and stick with it. The second one is to be noticeable, good or bad. In this case, I would want me being noticed to be a positive thing, but it's not like the need to be seen in the second episode that I have about, you know, wanting likes on Instagram or wanting people to say something about you or, you know, people's likes affecting how you feel about yourself. But no, being noticeable in that what you're doing is positive and it's consistent. So that would be my end goal, would be me being noticed. That attribute for me would be to be consistent, to be disciplined, to be focused. And then the last attribute was to be authentic. I am a pretty transparent person. I get along well with people most of the time. And when I say most of the time, I mean, you know, sometimes I just don't want to be around people. I'm an introvert, and I know I mentioned that before. I tend to be an introvert by nature, but so I would get recharged by being alone. And so sometimes, you know, I just don't want to be bothered. But I'm very authentic. I like to have a good time. I like being myself. I don't really, you know, and that's who people connect with. They connect with people that they feel are their true selves. So again, it's decisive, noticeable, and authentic. Three things that she mentioned to be an influencer. So when we talk about decisive, we talk about decisions. Let's get to it. I have been thinking about starting a podcast for probably 2 to 3 years. Just never did it. I kept saying I was going to do it. It kept coming up. I enjoy listening to podcasts. And finally, this year, I don't know if I had something on my vision board about, I think it was something on my vision board about transparency. And I started following, I know what it was. I started following Switch, Pivot, or Quit. Ayana Angel is the creator. So if you get a chance, I love her podcast, Switch, Pivot, or Quit. And she offers a course on how to start a podcast and marketing and all of that. And so I decided to purchase the course. And amazing. Everything is online. You go through the tutorials, what have you. Great, great resource. And so I took that class in April. And so what I started to do was, okay, I'm going to take this class in April. And then I made a decision that on July 1st will be the day that I launch my podcast. I told one of my best friends. I told Doreen, who was on one of our, who was our first guest last week on the podcast. I told her, and I just started to plan. In April, I think I picked the name. I came up with different things. 40 is the new 40. I think 40 is the new 40. Something else. I had like 4 or 5 names picked out, and I would share them with my bestie and Doreen. And then I nailed it down to 40 is the end because when I was talking to my best friend, she was like, oh yeah, that's interesting. So I nailed down the title, and then I said, well, I'm gonna launch it on July 1st. That's the date that I'm going to do it. And so when I got to Chicago, I had originally planned to record the first podcast in probably the beginning of June, because I wanted to have time to be able to do editing and all this kind of stuff. And then I just thought, you know, my intention initially is to get my foot in this, to move in, to do the work. I don't need to do the fancy stuff right now. I just need to be consistent. I need to put my head down. I need to stay focused, and I need to work. That's what I need to do. Kind of similar to how I've been doing with my keto plan, with me eating keto, which I'll get into on our next episode in August. I just need to do the work. I don't need to worry about the fancy stuff. I don't need to worry about music and all of that right now. I just need to be consistent and be true to who I am. And so that if I know that I struggle in an area, then I need to do the work and I need to focus on that. The frills will come later. So I made the decision and I did it. I said that I would launch it on July 1st. And I did. I think I was short. Something came up. I don't think I hadn't clearly thought through how I was going to upload everything. I just put a recorder on my phone, a recording app on my phone, and recorded it that way. And then I think I was like maybe 3 or 4 days late past the first. But ever since then, I have posted consistently as I said that I was. So I made a decision to do what I set out to do what I said I was going to do, which was to start the podcast. And then the part two with being noticeable is being consistent. I have put out a podcast every single Saturday and Wednesday in the month of July. Now, of course, I'm just beginning, but in this first month, I've been consistent. And I will continue to be consistent. And I'm saying that for me. So I've scheduled out things that you will get to hear every single month. And so I'll share right here at this point what my schedule should be is on the first Wednesday of the month, we'll have something of the sort. It'll be health or home related or lifestyle related in that episode. That's the first episode of the month. And that's Saturday. Because remember, the cliffhangers will be every Wednesday. And it's something that I've learned or something that I've been, you know, something new that I've been exposed to that I just need to share. But every Saturday, one, again, it's home health or lifestyle, you know, something lifestyle related. The second episode of the month, which is, again, Saturday, would be like something new that I've learned or not learned or something new that I've done or been an activity or what have you. These are my plans. It could change. The third Saturday will be our guest interviews. And the fourth Saturday will be the book reviews. I've read some very good books this year and am needing to get back into my books. And so what I have read, I want to share. And my plan is to, when I do the book reviews, to nail it down to three things that I've learned or three key ideas from the books that I want to share. So I have a plan. And so that's what makes me noticeable or makes how you'll be able to see me. You'll be able to see me through the content that I'm presenting on the podcast and the consistency that I'll have throughout the duration of this season. And then the third attribute was to be authentic. Again, I'm transparent, as I said before. You know, I'll share some things. You know, I have a family, and at this point in time, what I share depends on them. Because this is about me. But there are things about me that, you know, may affect other people in my lives, like all of us. You know, you don't want to put all your business out there on social media. That's not what this is about. And sharing your business and everything about yourself, whether it's good or bad, you have to always remember to take into account those people around you. So for me, and things that are definitely about me, I will definitely share wholeheartedly, because my intention is for people to learn and to grow like I'm learning and growing. So I said I'm transparent and I love to laugh. I laugh every day. And I said this in my 10 non-negotiables. I laugh every day. My team and I have a good time. They pick at me. I pick at them. Life is short. I love to laugh. So hopefully there'll be some funny things about this podcast that are not always super serious. And things that, you know, I get a kick out of, maybe somebody else might get a kick out of. But at the end of the day, hey, it's my podcast, it's my content, and that's what it is. And lastly, serious. I can be a very serious person. I go from being very goofy to very serious. And not serious in the point of where I can't take a joke, but serious to the point of I like to learn. So a lot of stuff that I listen to is about either business, personal development, health. It just is, and I just enjoy it. So a lot of things that I may talk about may be serious, but that's who I am. And so, again, that's me being true to who I am. I can't come on here and do anything but be myself, because you will know, and especially the people that listen to this that know me, they know who I am, and I can't be anyone but Kat. So again, influencing means that I'm making decisions, that I'm noticeable, and that I am authentic, and all of those things in a positive way, because what you put out is what you get back. And I definitely want what comes back to be something positive. So again, as I said, the content on this podcast is about me and everything that motivates, inspires, and influences me. And if by chance it influences you, it's simply because I am being authentically who God created me to be. Authentically who He created me to be. I can't be anyone else but me. And some people may like it and others may not. And that's cool because it's about me and what my intentions are. So as I said, as we move forward, I've already shared what you can expect. The first Saturday of the month will be around lifestyle and health and, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, to make sure that what I have, what I'm putting out is right for me and I'm enjoying it. Because I definitely want to enjoy this as I'm doing it. So I definitely want to make sure that I'm coming up with topics that I know I enjoy and possibly that people will enjoy as well. Something new, our interview, and then the last will be the book review. Our next interview will be with my best friend. And I'm excited. I'm really, really excited about the next interview. As you guys heard last week with Doreen, these women that I'll be introducing you to have definitely been positive influences in my life. And I've enjoyed watching their transformation and seeing the things that they have been able to accomplish over the years. And it is an honor and a pleasure to be close enough to them to be able to see the things that have, allowed them to excel in life. And there was one thing I was thinking as I close up this podcast for today, is that I have been inconsistent in my life. And the reason, let me back up a little bit. The reason that this podcast means so much to me is that this is me requiring more of myself than I have. Anytime I've come up with like a creative idea, I've let it, like I said before, I've let it fall by the wayside for whatever reason. If it's someone else's goal, like professionally, if it's someone else's goal, I get it done. If it was something related to academics and I was getting a degree, I could commit to that thing. You know, when you think about graduating from high school, you know, I have, you know, getting my bachelor's, getting my master's, those things I could be so consistent with. But when it came to something specifically related to me and what I created or what I was doing, as in my weight, or, you know, I've had a virtual assisting business, I've done so, you know, a few different things. When it's come to things that specifically I've created or taking care of my health, I've been inconsistent. You know, when it became like, if it was hard with educate, oh, I need to study more, or I need to spend more time doing that. But then I thought to myself, well, why is it so hard to commit to yourself and to what you're doing for you? Why is that so hard? Why do you so easily give up when it comes to you? And I thought to myself today, I was really thinking about that. And I said, you know, I really have to realize that I have to commit to me. You know, I've said it before. I have to commit to me and things that are bettering me. And so I asked myself the question, why were you able to commit to academics? Why are you able to commit to a job and stick it out, even when it's hard? Why are you able to do that? And what I realize is I have to make me a priority. And I have to realize that the things that come out of me are going to have greater returns and leave a better legacy than anything that I could do to advance the mission of an organization or do with a degree. And so today and moving forward, let me be clear. I choose me. I choose to be the very best reflection of myself and to do what it takes to change my life. I'm 42 years old. I'm not getting any younger, but I'm getting better. And like we said before, things are going to come up, things are going to happen, but are you persistent? Because, you know, even with this, you know, with me losing weight, sometimes I get on the scale and it doesn't do what I want it to do. But at this point in the game, I've been in 7 months and I've already seen results. So I would, nope, not giving up on me anymore. Not giving up on me. Again, 42, 40 is not the end. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning. To have fun, to create, to live a beautiful life. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. So I've, you know, reintroduced myself a little bit. I know I was all over the place at times and, you know, really just trying to not make this so, you know, and again, that's me. Sometimes I'm all over the place. That's me being authentic. So sometimes this is what you're going to get, me all over the place. And that's cool. So thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I'm really enjoying it. And I hope you all, whenever you feel like it, come along for the ride. Take care. Bye-bye.